White House on Biden budget boosting spending, we pay for it, Congress should ask for higher taxes. By Ian Hanchett on March 11, 2024. On Monday's broadcast of NPR's Morning Edition, White House Office of Management and Budget Shalonda Young responded to a question on if President Joe Biden's budget will require more government spending by stating that this president, unlike many who talk about fiscal responsibility, pays for every investment in the budget. On top of that, the president would have an additional $3 trillion in deficit reduction. And if Congress wants to do something about our fiscal path, take up the president's budget, ask the wealthiest in this country to begin to pay their fair share. Co-host A. Martinez asked, the president says he wants to use the power of the government to lower costs on things such as childcare and prescription drugs. How much of that means more government spending? Young responded, thank you so much for having me today. As you pointed out, the president's going to release his 2025 budget next year. And you're right, this is about values. What do you value in this country? This president has been very clear. His goal and his entire economic ethos is to build the middle class, help working families, lower costs, and this president does so by expanding on our prescription drug benefit that was passed as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. You heard him on Thursday outline a new mortgage reduction credit in order to give families a bridge as interest rates are coming down. This president, very clear what he values. Congressional Republicans are very clear about what they value. This president puts the middle class and working families ahead of the wealthiest in this country. Martinez followed up, to do what he wants to do. Though, does that mean there has to be more government spending? Young answered, what that means is this president, unlike many who talk about fiscal responsibility, pays for every investment in the budget. On top of that, the president would have an additional $3 trillion in deficit reduction. So, he takes a backseat to no one about fiscal responsibility. He's overseen $1 trillion in deficit reduction. He's put forth a budget that has an additional $3 trillion in deficit reduction. So, we call on Congress, if they want to do something about our fiscal path, take up the president's budget, ask the wealthiest in this country to begin to pay their fair share. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.